us on Instagram
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Your first memories of being in a car going on a long-distance road trip?
I can still remember driving from Friedenau in the early 80s to Cape Town with a buggy. No canopy. And later on, my father put on these flaps for the buggy to cover the backside.
The back, yeah.
And one Easter weekend while we were driving, this flap started to vapor and he was smacking us all over our bodies. It was so, and we tried to stop our father to tell him, hey, you're getting hurt because of this flap that's flappering. And he just driving, thinking by himself, we're enjoying the back of the bucket.
Talking about road trips and remembering some of the fond memories of going down or away with family on a road trip, having things like fires, flat tires, things that you know, went wrong, horribly wrong on road trips. And touch wood, I must say, we never ever had that much bad luck in terms of road trips. But there were people that I know that every time they went on a road trip with the family, something would happen. There'd be a puncture. They'd run out of petrol. I remember coming back once from Port Elizabeth and the petrol running being low and then coasting downhills. Mm. Your dad would go, okay, we're going to go up this hill. We're going to stop. Okay, I'm taking my foot off the accelerator. Let's see if we can make it all the way. I'm like, why are you playing Russian roulette with the petrol, that's the running petrol in the car?
Well, the first road trip I can remember as a child was playing with my dad to Paternoster.
Wow.
And we used to go camp at Paternoster, do crayfishing, fresh crayfish on the campsite.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the time on the West Coast, it's windy.
Yes.
So you can imagine those canvas tents vaporing in the wind.
And then
all the time at night.
Exactly.
These canvas tents just blowing in the wind.
And the thing about those canvas tents is, especially in summertime, is that when the sun rises early, the first thing it heats up, it starts to bake the tent. And the tent starts getting boiling hot at like 5:15 in the morning.
Exactly. You don't have a choice to sleep late or not.
No chance. Madge, listen, what happened recently?
Well, look, recently we meet a bunch of friends and I. We usually go away on fishing trips.
Okay.
So the past long weekend, we went away to a place called Breda River.
Right.
And like I said in the voice note, the trip there was uneventful.
Sure.
So when we got close to about Bredasdorp, on our way there, we basically heard my friend's gearbox making funny noises. And he said, no, it's fine. I know about it. It's everything is cool. I went to Arniston last week with a van. It's fine. No problem. Fair enough. We get there. We spend our 3 nights there fishing. On our way back, first thing when we were there was a puncture that was sorted out. We had an emergency compressor which was able to inflate the wheels of it in the garage.
Got you.
On our way back, just past the feast on the end, the radiator cap blows off. So we had to stop immediately. Luckily, the car didn't overheat. Highway Patrol pulled up. We ran across the highway looking for the radiator cap or else we were stranded. Thankfully, we found it. was able to see that it was a piece of plastic in the radiator cap. But one thing I would like to do is give a big, big, big shout-out to Western Cape Highway Patrol.
Yes.
Because not just on one, but on two occasions, they stayed with us until we were safely on our way again.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Radiator cap. Highway Patrol went back to Rafis on the end, filled up a 5 liter water for us, brought it to us, so that we were on our way.
Yo.
And then just over Hoogs Pass, coming at Grabow, no gears, gave up finally back. And then we were waiting, we managed to get somebody to come and tow us, but Highway Patrol again stayed with us until we were safely on our way. So my biggest message this morning, first of all, it's a road trip we will never ever forget. And I went patrol. I must say thank you to those officers that stayed with us on Monday evening and made sure that we were safe on our way.
Mom, Dad, are we there yet? My kids have this thing where it takes them not even 10 minutes and then they're hungry. Doesn't matter what they've eaten or when they've eaten, how close to be getting in the car. As soon as they're in the car, they're like 10 minutes in, they're like,
we're hungry. I'm like, what do you mean we? There's only one of you in that. You're talking for the other one now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she's right. It's we. I'm like, oh, okay. You're hungry. We've only been on the road for 10 minutes. We're only going on an hour trip.
Hey, morning, Ryan and team. I hope you're doing well. Almost holidays. It's Carla here. Yeah, I can also remember my kids saying, oh, I'm hungry. And I would just turn around and say, hi, I'm Carlo. So, yeah, that really added some fuel to the fire.
Yeah. My girls go, I'm thirsty. I go, hi, Kirsty. It annoys them. Okay, because the first time you laugh, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
But when they're actually thirsty and they go, Dad, I'm thirsty. I go, hi, Kirsty. It becomes not so funny. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.